Why did you want to go in for the weather forecasting job rather than a news job here at the BBC?
That's a really good question. And I think I just jumped on the day. It was one of those split-second decisions. And I just thought, you know, I was working behind the microphone and behind the camera in Newcastle upon Tyne. You know, I was an assistant producer on North of Westminster, which was a political programme, and I'd done production in radio as well. But I always burned to be a turn, you know. There's something of the exhibitionist about me, there's something of the show-off about me, and I used to do it at dinner parties and bore people to death. You know, I used to hold court and tell stories about flying and nursing and things like that, and I used to think, I'd love to get in front of a microphone and get in front of a camera. I just want to feel that buzz, and I was right. I would love it, and I did love it, you know, and I was so, so right about that. So I loved the nursing, but by the time I left nursing, Gordon, it had changed. You know, when I first started training in 1980, it was all about the patient. You'll hear this from many nurses, many doctors, many people in medicine. And it was all about the patient. And by the time I was a sister, and by the time I left, it was all about the budget. And so I knew the price of everything. I knew the price of every catheter, every sticking plaster, every intravenous needle. I could tell you the prices now. Disposable catheters, bladder catheters were 16 pence back then. I can tell you, I can reel them all off. And when it gets to that, and when I get to holding a catheter in my hand and thinking, do I take one to the bedside or two in case I make a mistake? And I'm thinking, that's another 16p, put one back. You're making the wrong decision. You're making the wrong decision. It's not about the patient, which is where I got the buzz from and the comfort from. I was doing them a disservice. You can't do that. So it was time to go. I knew it was time to go. I knew it had changed, and I knew I couldn't do the job that I loved very much in the same way.
Well, you became a great favourite with the audiences here in the Northwest. They love you doing the weather. They love you there at lunchtime. And I thoroughly enjoyed all the years I did that programme with you doing
we
the weather.
Fun.
We had some right banter at the end.
Brilliant.
You could be quite feisty at times.
Only because you could take it. I would have done you a great disservice if I hadn't been.
I used to go out to the studio and people would stop me in the streets and she was a bit rude to you today, wasn't she? Used to wag the finger at me.
Well, I apologise right now, Gordon.
No, you don't need to do that. But I used to point out how the weather had changed since what you predicted the previous day to the next day, and you never quite liked that.
No, I didn't. And I think you deserved a slap for it.
Well, I got one. So yeah. There you are. So, that's fantastic. When I went into the studio for the little rehearsal we did at lunchtime, it was always a last-minute dash, but when I walked into the studio and you were still in your dressing room, there would be the weather chart at the side of my desk in the studio where you were going to stand, and right underneath the weather chart were these pair of shoes with very long heels just sitting, waiting, literally, for you to come in and step